Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Angela Basinger. We're back with Angela in just a moment. Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex wheat herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex wheat herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at flexibleweedcontrol.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
Veterinarian Dr. Angela Basinger with Merck Animal Health is their national lead on animal welfare. Had the opportunity to talk with her in recent days about a brand new Merck product that she's been involved in helping develop that offers a first of its kind, a label claim regarding pain.
Angela, you're actually involved with Merck as a veterinarian in this area of animal well-being, trying to make sure that the things that we're advancing are taking good care of our animals in a lot of different ways. A new product out from Merck. Tell me about this new product and why it is so unique.
Well, the cattle industry, as everyone out there knows, we've never had a product specifically labeled for pain. Well, Merck has come out, and we've just launched it here at this convention, a transdermal Banamine. What that is a Banamine that gets absorbed through the skin. It's labeled for pain due to foot rot and fever for bovine respiratory disease. It is the first pain product for a food-producing animal, so we're really excited about it.
Why is that such a big deal?
Well, as you know, there are times when the animals feel pain. There's no doubt. That's been studied, and I would say most producers can agree that there's times when animals feel pain. And with foot rot, you're able to apply this down the back of the animal. So it's a liquid that gets poured from the withers to the tail head, and it absorbs through the skin. Within several minutes, it's into their bloodstream and gives them pain relief. So you've got an animal that might be lame, might not want to get up and eat and drink. This may be able to help them get up and still be productive.
Tell me, you know, this obviously has some bigger ramifications than just for that cattle producer. And it's important the cattle producer and that animal are able to, you know, make use of this product for the well-being of the animal. But just from folks outside looking in, there's some ramifications as well.
Right. There's a lot of discussion in the industry, the cattle industry, on what retail and food service might expect producers to do. And some of that has to do with minimizing pain for the animal. So this is, and it's something I know producers want to do as well. So it's good from a public perception standpoint as well as the right thing to do for your animal.
As far as the use of this particular product, what are you seeing? Who's going to use this product and what situations?
I think it can be used all the way from the cow-calf producer to the feedlot. All across the spectrum, absolutely. Any animal that has bovine respiratory disease or foot rot.
From an economic point of view, are there some economic reasons that a producer would find this product useful?
From an economic standpoint, like I said, if the animal's not feeling well, you know it doesn't get up and eat and drink like it should. So if you can reduce the fever, you can reduce the pain, the animal should get up and eat and drink. And we've got research going on right now to look at some of those numbers, but we don't have those yet.
At this point, you know, for a producer interested in checking out the product, they need to be working with their local veterinarian, or is this something they can buy directly off the shelf?
It's going to be available to buy off the shelf, but it is a prescription product, so you need to have a veterinary client-patient relationship. So have that direct relationship with your veterinarian to know how to properly apply it to your animals.
And that veterinarian can help discuss with the producer the right strategy.
That's correct. They need to be able to know when to properly apply it.
National Lead on Animal Welfare for Merck Animal Health, Dr. Angela Basinger. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Express Ranches have got their 2018 Spring Bull Sale coming Friday, March 2nd, 10 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 500 Angus and 40 Hereford Bulls for sale. They'll be featuring the Express Ranches 2018 Angus National Western Stock Show Grand Champion Carload and Grand Champion Pin Bulls. For details, go to ExpressRanches.com or call them 800-664-3977. Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 2nd, Yukon, Oklahoma. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.